Kong health authorities have activated their most serious response level after an outbreak of a new type of viral pneumonia in China.
A man has died from a new pneumonia virus in the central Chinese city of Wuhan.
There is now a report from the Center for Disease Control that they have the first U.S. case of that coronavirus.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is confirming the first case of human-to-human transmission in the United States of the novel coronavirus. The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus outbreak a public health emergency of international concern.
MSU now asking all students living on or near campus to quarantine.
Hey, listener, Aaron here. This week marks 1 year since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. It's been 1 year since students, faculty, and staff were sent to work and learn from home. We here at the Hatchcast were no exception. In fact, at the Burgess Institute, the day we were dismissed, our staff and interns gathered in a conference room, as I remember, and worked together to cancel all in-person events. Our flagship pitch competition, the Burgess New Venture Challenge, usually held at the Wharton Center for the Performing Arts on campus. Yeah, well, that was transformed into a virtual event in like 10 minutes. In prime cliched fashion, we all thought the show must go on. And so I plunked out a news release confirming the transubstantiation of an event our team has grown accustomed to being the centerpiece of our spring calendars. But then again, no traditional event was left untouched by the growing dangers of a runaway plague. In May that year, the fears of graduating seniors were confirmed across the country as they were told in-person commencements, a once time-honored and hallowed tradition replete with mortarboards, tassels, honors cords, and mostly ill-fitting wrinkled gowns, would be canceled, replaced by well-meaning and magnificently produced virtual ceremonies. Celebrity alumni and special guests telling the class of 2020, we're in this together and we will get through this together. For many of you listening right now, it might come as a shock to hear our student-produced podcast is a well-thought-out production. Seriously, we actually do spend time, a lot of time, thinking about our guests. We agonize over topics, tone, and intention. About a month ago, we gathered together by video conference, now a staple of work from home life, to discuss the Innovate State Fireside Chat that we had just had with Spartan alumna, founder and president of Motor City Woman Studios, Robin Kinney. My co-producers and co-hosts spared no punches, taking aim specifically at questions related to the pandemic. They argued, no one wants to talk about the pandemic anymore. And I agree. Nobody wants to talk about the pandemic anymore. I know that. They also said that the line of questioning was too depressing. Now look, I bristled, I was defensive, and I quipped right back, all right then, how about you write the next interview's set of questions? I admit, even working professionals have their insecure days. They have the days that they want to emotionally lash out. That was my day. A few days later, though, I was on a call with a friend. Lauren LaGrasso is a podcaster, producer, singer. She's an artist. She's a creative. I adore her. I confessed to her the conversation and my own emotional response to the criticism I heard the other day. That open, vulnerable discussion led to another.
Yeah, my idea is that we have a short episode or a short miniseries that basically involves you, Brandon, and Gabe, the individuals who will be graduating this semester, reaching out to 2020 graduates, asking them the same battery of questions, and we can work together and ask them 5 questions. And then we ask them, you know, do you have any wisdom for your fellow Spartans who are graduating this year? We could split this up and maybe we do enough interviews and you were like, hey, each of these interviews is like 10 minutes and that makes an episode and fantastic. We choose individuals who have gone through our programming that have graduated and either are working for another company or they're working and building their own businesses. And I thought it would be kind of interesting to turn back and say, hey, you went through this you went through a pandemic year.
Yeah.
And you were unleashed to the world mid-pandemic, how are you doing? Can you talk about the circus ride? And then can you talk about what's gotten you through and what you look forward to? And then what advice do you have for students graduating in 2021?
Sounds like a plan. You got any catchy names?
Besides calling it a Hatchcast Extra, no. This is why I hired talent.
And me.
Yeah. Well, haha.
So what is this punishment for projecting?
It's not punishment. I think it's a call to action. I think I'm tired of talking about the pandemic, but alas, here we are. And it didn't go away. It's not going to go away, and it's going to have ripple effects. But what I think is really interesting is that there are ripple effects that are positive that hopefully shape us going forward, and that there are negative consequences that we may not, especially for students who are still sequestered in the cloister of higher ed and probably either living with roommates or living with their parents, that graduating into this will be a very different circumstance than the people who graduated in 2021.
So it's more about our future than the past of...
Exactly. Does that feel
it
more...
It feels better, yeah. Because I think my only problem with it was we were just holding on to like the past, you know? It's like, man, the past sucked, but it's like, it's not helpful. That's not like a helpful thing to talk about.
I think it could be interesting, and I think it could be inspiring, and it could very well be something that would serve as a sort of capstone, if you will, to your guys' experience here at the Hatchcast.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Please introduce yourself and include details you'd like to.
Okay. Hello, I am Mayo Booker. I graduated Michigan State in December 2020 with a major in communication, and I consider myself a creative storyteller. Like, that's my job title that I created. And I basically just create as an artist, do photography. I create short stories and songs. Then I also have a mentoring job coming up.
By the way, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Mayel, how are you doing?
I'm doing surprisingly well. I thought that this, like, being in the pandemic for this long would have, like, took a really, like, bad turn with, like, my mental health. But it has taught me a lot of being comfortable in my solitude, and I've been handling it very well. So I'm doing great.
Where do you draw your strength?
So I'm a spiritual person, and I already believe that we're already stronger than we believe we are. And I feel like a lot of the strength that I already need is within, like, my full potential. But it's also nice to have people, like, connected to people that will lift me up when I need it.
What surprised you most about life post-graduation?
It is not as scary or confusing as I thought it was going to be. Like, life carried on, and I handled it in situations, and I was like, this is more like an instinct thing. And, like, all throughout college, I was just, like, very scared. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, do I need a book on how to survive, like, as a graduate? But it's totally fine.
So what did you imagine? Because I think there's a tension between the stories we tell ourselves on the inside and what rolls around in the head. So what did you imagine life post-college would look like?
It was less of what I thought it was going to be and more of what I heard it was going to be like. Like, all throughout high school and, like, in college, people are telling you about the real world, and it sounds, like, extremely different than, like, what you're already living. So you're like, okay, if I'm not in the real world now, like, what's out there? So it's just like, I don't even know what I thought it was going to be. I just thought it was going to be as bad as people were, like, saying it was going to be.
What piece of advice from someone during your time here at Michigan State has stuck with you most?
So I had a creativity class taught by Carl Goode before he retired. Yeah. Yeah. I'm bringing him up. I loved him. Oh my gosh. And I feel like every time in class, he always had a different way of saying that even though we're taught to do things in a traditional way or told to do things in a certain way, doesn't mean we have to. Like, life is full of creative solutions. All we have to do is look at the problem in a different way. I think it was, like, around Halloween, he walked down in a wedding dress, and I was not expecting that whatsoever. And then it's like, okay, he walked down in a wedding dress. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty odd, but, you know, kind of cool. And then he was like, all right, now I want people to come down here and draw on it. And I'm like, oh, he's awesome. Like, this is amazing. It's like he brought this, you know, because wedding dresses are already like a form of art, but then he's like letting other students express themselves. And I'm like, he is really teaching people that expressing yourself is the norm. It should be normal. He is my all-time favorite professor. Like, even though I had him for one semester and it's the first time that I even heard about him, he made a big impact on my life. Because I was like, man, I wish there were more professors that really challenged this this normalcy that we're already taught, like, growing up. But, like, he challenged that in the classroom, and we're just like, oh, dang, maybe I should, like, think about this in a different way. And I just wish that that's something that I experienced all throughout, like, my education.
What piece of wisdom, message of solidarity, or overlooked truth do you wish to share with your fellow Spartans graduating in 2021?
An overlooked truth: at any given point, you can change direction. You can add a new plan to your life. Because I feel like as a senior, we're kind of caught up trying to figure out, okay, which career do I want to go for the rest of my life? And, you know, life is like a whole journey. So if you find out that, oh, maybe I should see if I can turn this hobby into a career or this dream into reality, there's literally only one way to find out if it's going to work out, if you just go for it.
How do you take risks?
I don't even know how to explain it, because sometimes I surprise myself and I'm like, did I really just do that? And it's just like, yeah, I did. So I think when it comes to taking risks, don't think too much about, I guess, the negative part of it. Just go for it. And then, because, like, either way, you're going to learn about yourself. Whether you do a bad job at this risk or you do, like, amazingly well, you're going to learn from it. So just, like, dive right in and deal with it.
What do you miss about Michigan State?
This sense of community. Like, I could go outside and there's, like, a whole organization centered around, you know, women entrepreneurship. Or I can go over here and it's an organization centered around people who like to take care of the environment. Because I feel like once you're out of college, it's kind of hard to find those communities unless it's, like, a Facebook group. But, yeah, I really do miss that, though.
How has this experience of the pandemic, how do you think it is going to change the way you move through the world when we're able to move through the world?
I feel like that I'm more mindful of, like, my decisions, because with the pandemic, it's kind of like you're forced to go into that mindset. Okay, I'm not just, like, living this life for me. Like, I got to make sure I'm not putting other people at risk when I make these decisions. So I feel like that has really brought in a new perspective. So I'm going to carry on with that throughout the pandemic. And even after the pandemic, like, okay, what decisions can I make that will also be beneficial for people that are living in society as well?
Can you tell me a little bit about what your new job is, your mentoring job?
So I'll be mentoring in a Detroit public school nearby, where I'm kind of like a second teacher in the classroom and just making sure that the kids are getting, like, this emotional support that they might not get at home, but also, like, giving that friendly advice as if I'm, like, just one of their peers.
I love this.
I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm very excited.
That's freaking amazing. Are you going into a school that you went to? Or, I mean, where did you attend high school, junior high?
I went to Detroit Community High School. It's pretty small, but we're not sure, like, which school I'm going to be placed in for my mentoring job yet, because it doesn't start until August. I feel like they're going to tell us right in that time frame, just so we're, like, still, like, pumped and excited about it.
I'm so proud. Those kids are going to be super lucky. Is there anything that you want to say or add that maybe I haven't asked you, or that's just sort of maybe inspired to say, or that's weighing on you?
One thing that I would want to add is that if there at any moment there's an opportunity for you to learn more about yourself, you're just like, oh, I didn't think that I would be, like, into this type of thing, I suggest you, like, dive deeper into that. Because I feel like unlocking your full potential is pretty much what life is all about. Like, even though we have to, like, you know, pay bills and go to job, get a paycheck, it's more about, like, what you do in between those hours that will, like, build your character the most.
Can you tell me, like, what's one thing that you do either daily or as a routine that helps you to build inspiration into your life?
I journal a lot. Like, even when the days are extremely monotone and there's nothing going on, I'm like, there's something that's in my brain or like in my heart that I can write down. And I like to reread my journals as well. And I look back at like something I wrote months ago and I'm like, wow, that was like a very powerful sentence. I didn't realize, you know, I wrote that. So I feel like even just writing down things that seem normal or like seem basic right now, when you look back, you're going to be like, I said that? So it's like, it's amazing.
Mael, you are an incredible human being and I'm proud of you. And I think that your words are healing and I can't wait to hear what happens in August.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And thank you so much for having me, because it's funny that I don't know if you had sent it right when I messaged you back, but a day before that I had uninstalled all social media. And then in that moment, I was just like, I'll just hop back on real quick. And then I got your message and I was like, is this late? Like, did I just get this? So it was like perfect timing.
That is amazing. Like, and I always worry because I'm like, oh shoot. Cause I don't know how long email addresses with the university last after you've graduated or whatnot. So I was like, oh shoot. Where do I go? But I'm like, I know that I'm going to see her right there. Thank you. I'm just so glad that you wrote back. I'm really just touched. And I just keep up the amazing work, keep being creative, and congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you.
What will you do between now and August?
Between now and August, I'm focusing on all of my creative projects that I have been putting off all my life. So I recently started writing a book. Like, actually, like, I wrote down the outline and everything. Yeah, so doing that. And then I've always wanted to get into songwriting, so I've been doing that. Then, of course, my self-portraits will always have a space on my calendar. So it's kind of like I'm jumping into different creative projects as I go along.
That just makes me so happy. I'm glad that you are doing what you're doing, and just know that all of us here are proud of you.
I appreciate that a lot.
Hatchcast is an ongoing
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration. This podcast was co-created by Aaron Richard, Tyler Mihai, and Kurt Krieger. It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation in cooperation with the MSU Foundation. Gabe Hales and Justice Keach are our sound engineers and editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver, Gabe Hales, Justice Keach, and Aaron Richard. Original sound is created by Katya Gardina, with help from Aubrey Haas, Brandon Weaver, Caitlin Setter, Sydney Owinga, Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai,
Gabriella Alum,
Jeff Smith,
Paul Jakes,
Ken Smusiak,
Desiree Melfi Bozzo,
Neil Kane,
and Lori Fisher.
If you have any questions or comments, please
feel free to reach out at
hatchcast@msu.edu.
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 Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.